Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Megan and Maddie with your 8 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, the Queensland state government has signed a 5-year memorandum of the cooperation with the Californian government in an effort to grow primary industries in Queensland. Christofoli met with Californian Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis yesterday in Sacramento to hash out the deal, which would see the Queensland Department of Primary Industries collaborating with the Californian Department of Food and Agriculture. The goal for the two states, both the largest producers in their respective nations, is to create opportunities across the ag tech, biotechnology, research and innovation, climate and water resilience industries, and the improving output.
Residents in Hugoton are cautiously optimistic after the Flinders Shire Council confirmed a much-needed upgrade to the region's water infrastructure, as locals have foregone using tap water entirely. Locals in the Hugoton area have reported tap water that smells fuel comes out brown or blackish. It's odd taste due to the town's bore pipes degrading to such extent. Flinders Shire Council yesterday have put out a release confirming the upgrade backed by $20 million in state funding that would see the Hugoton Prior and Torrens Creek water quality improves after more than 2 years of brine.
In national news, Prime Minister Albanese is catching flak for expecting world leaders to make an appearance at his Pacific Climate Summit in Fiji and Tuvalu only a month before the UN-sponsored event of the summer climate summit, COP13. Earlier this week, the Fijian Foreign Minister Sakai C. Ditoka confirmed that only a few non-Pacific leaders had RSVP'd despite Albanese's expectation that the attendance rate would be higher. Albanese responded to the criticism by arguing that it was disrespectful to the effort and cost given by the Pacific nations partnering with Australia to host the event. Meanwhile, Fiji's environment minister said Australia's support did not amount to charity and that more effort from them is required.
A Palestinian man, Iyad Shadid, has launched a civil case in the New South Wales District Court alleging he was punched in the face while stopping police from harassing Muslim men praying during an anti-Isaac Herzog protest. The Palestinian Action Group member Shadid, in a statement of claims, says New South Wales police committed misference in public office and subjected him to malicious prosecution. Constable Daniel Stewart allegedly dragged Shadid to the ground and punched him in the face. Another officer kneeled on his head, the documents allege. In May, New South Wales dropped the charges. Since then, three others charged in the 2006 Isaac Herzog protest had charges withdrawn. More than 20 protesters are due to face a joint trial in mid-2027. Shadid's lawyer, Nick Hanna, said, quote, "This case involved is very troubling allegations of police misconduct."
In international news, the South African airline behind the stunt seeing two planes flying in close formation low over a packed stadium now has cancelled similar operations this weekend. Airlink confirmed the withdrawal as the stunt was set to take place before South Africa's and New Zealand's rugby match in Johannesburg. Footage of last weekend's air show before a match in Cape Town was shared globally, according to a flight tracking website, FlightTrader24, and its analysis, the lead aircraft passed less than 50 meters above the top of the stadium. The South African Civil Aviation Authority, SACAA, said it will review the incident. Quote, "Following various discussions in the media relating to the events of the past weekend, the SACAA initiated compliance verifications, engaged the operator, obtained the flight data recording downloads, as well as other additional requirements."
For your weather today, Brisbane is warm and sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. It's a terrible day to be a cold drink. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.